Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was KMVP, Nanaimo's Finest, and brand new EP released. It's called KMVD. I'm not sure of the difference. And that was the song Buffering, that EP just released, and you can find it up on the KMVP's Bandcamp. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And on today's show, some new Ghost Thoughts, which is Davina's new band, formerly of Movieland and the Oz, now of Continental Europe, and Ghost Thoughts, apparently. Also some new Courtney's and Weed, some new Ostra and Dirty Projectors, so lots of very exciting stuff. Let's start with Ghost Thoughts. This is a tape called Purple Period, and a bunch of heavy hitters from Vancouver on this tape. I think it must have been recorded here over the summer when Davina was back for a little while. So we're going to hear the song Aristophanes. I think that's how you pronounce it. Greek playwright from a long time ago. Wrote a bunch of great plays. And this song features Ali Lynch, former Movieland compatriot of Davina's, and also current member of Supermoon, who are playing the Decade of Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts celebration on March 11th at the Toast. All right, here is Davina with Ghost Thoughts from the cassette Purple Period. Aristophanes is the song.
Guess I'm come from two women. Thank you.
All right, that was Weed from their brand new record entitled Born Wrong Love. That was the song Favorite Hate. Weed back at it. There's been some, is it their final album? Is it just the beginning of a new chapter now that Will's been kicked out of Canada? Who's to say? There's a lot of rumors flying around, but put those thoughts aside. There's a new Weed album. That's what is important for now. Before that, we heard Weed's pals, the Courtneys, from their record Courtneys 2, out last week. Yeah, good for you, Courtneys. That was the song Iron Deficiency. And Courtneys are going to be playing Vancouver twice in the next while. I believe March 14th is the first show, Tuesday night at the Cobalt. And then they're going to be playing again in April with J-Som. So look out for that. And at the top, we heard Ghost Thoughts, which is the band name for Davina from the Oz and Movieland. That was from the cassette Purple Period and the song Aristophanes. All right, let's move on. Ostra from Toronto, synth dance pop band, new record out called Future Politics. And we're going to listen to the song I Love You More Than You Love You. Yes. So this is Ostra. I believe that Madeline from CITR saw Ostra a couple nights ago in Seattle. I guess Ostra did not make it north of the border, but that's okay. I'm sure she'll be back soon. All right. Here is Ostra. Thank you.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the graduate school fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous you could not go any further, you know. You had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with VIF Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
How do you feel? Is it loneliness? Is there shining in your heart, but no gloss on your lips? Do you sail alone round the island with a silhouette of a shark beneath the scale? And then you say,
wanna be where you are.
Been waiting for the light in me, and there's been waters in deep. We've been hanging tight for all the things we want out of love. So wait, wait, only us to
wanna be where you are.
It's been feeling wrong to start relying, making decisions based on another person. Cool your heart, 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 cool your heart.
Wanna be where you are, you're the right one. Wanna be where you are, you're the right one. Wanna be where you are, you're the right one.
to believe firmly in reality and keeping it together, keeping it together. This is the narrative of reality.
All right, that was Kelly Lee Owens with her song Anxi. That was featuring Jenny Havall, one of my faves. So yeah, good song to play, I thought. Before that, we heard Dirty Projectors from their forthcoming self-titled LP. That was the song Cool Your Heart featuring Dawn. Kind of sounded like Amber Kaufman. Not Amber Kaufman. No longer affiliated with the team Dirty Projectors, as far as I can tell. That was Dawn. And at the top, we heard Ostra from Future Politics, I Love You More Than You Love Yourself. And did get a report from Madeline. The show at the Crocodile on Valentine's Day in Seattle was phenomenal. Apparently, it was a wonderful show, great lighting, amazing vocal control. So let's hope that Ostra makes her way back to the West Coast and visits her fellow Canadians this next time. This Saturday night, there's going to be a fun time at the Lido. It's always a fun time at the Lido on Saturday night, but especially this Saturday. Free show, as always, and it's going to be Jay Arner and Tommy Tone joining up for an evening of entertainment. Jay Arner is local luminary. You know all about him. Tommy Tone is the project, the brainchild of Tom Whalen, also formerly of the band Great 2000 and Korean Gut and Rollmock and lots of other projects. Cadillac Spring. Tommy Tone is his latest project, and so we're going to listen to a song from the tape Bad to the Tone. This song is called Computer is Better, and sources tell me there's a new Tommy Tone tape in the works, so look out for that. Maybe on his own tape label? I forget what that conversation was, but yeah. What you need to know now is that he is playing at the Lido on Saturday night. It'll be great, and this is the song Computer is Better.
Jennifer. Keeps me mobile, keeps me moving, keeps me vocal. I wouldn't say these things control me, but admit that they sure slow me down. Sedative withdrawal keeps me still, keeps me humble, keeps me ill. I wouldn't say that I have problems, but if I do, I sure won't solve them today. Nothing gained, for you can work and not get paid. I wish there was another way to feel okay, to give away. But there is no love and romance these days. There is no safety and sacrifice these days.
All right, that was Hoops from Bloomington, Indiana, from their new record Routines. That was the song Rules, out now on Fat Possum Records. Before that, we heard Bored Decor from their self-titled EP, the song No Love and Romance. I don't know what they're talking about. There's so much love and romance, if you ask me. Yeah. They were featured in Discorder magazine this past month. It's just published a story last Friday. So check that out if you want to read a little write-up. And the new issue is on the stands. It looks great, as always. Good work, Discorder. And then at the top there, we heard Tommy Tone from the EP Bad to the Tone. That was the song Computer is Better. Go check it out at the Lido on Saturday night. Moving across the country over to Montreal, we have a song by Alex Calder. This is the song Stuck Inside, and it was recently posted to Bandcamp as a fundraiser for the International Refugee Assistance Project. So Alex Calder and Homeshake, which is this guy Peter Sager, both Montreal artists loosely affiliated with Mac DeMarco, that scene. Alex used to be in Makeup Videotape, which was the Vancouver band that Mac DeMarco was in. Anyways, so definitely worth looking out. Homeshake have a new record out. It's great. Alex Calder is great, and the money's going to a good place. So definitely consider buying these songs. And I'm going to play one now. So don't record it off the radio. Go to Bandcamp and buy it yourself. Here we go. Here is Stuck Inside by Alex Calder.
Thank you. most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Right, that was Real Estate from their record. It's called In Mind, and that was the song Darling. They're going to be in town in April, so look out for that. Before that, we heard Exit Someone from Montreal. That was from the new cassette Fry Your Eyes, and that was the song Sydney. The list goes on, and that band features Tom Gillies. Pronunciation, I think that's right. Gillies. It's hard to know when you're French Canadian or when you're from Montreal. Like, is it Gillies or is it Gillies? I don't know. He used to be in the band Tops and before that Silly Kissers, and definitely keeping that sound alive with this new band Exit Someone. And at the top we heard Alex Calder with the song Stuck Inside. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. A reminder that you can hear the podcast at Dunkin's Donuts or at CITR.ca. Also that on March 11th, as part of the CITR Fund Drive, I'm having a Decade of Donuts, a celebration celebrating 10 years of this radio show. Super self-serving. Too Bad Catholic, Supermoon, Maneater, and Gal Grayson are going to be there. My mother-in-law is making very cool handmade donut t-shirts. And I'll be making donuts myself the day before. So I think it's going to be a fabulous night. I hope you can make it. Only $10, Saturday, March 11th at the Toast Collective. And next week, I'm going to do a Black History Month special. So make sure to tune in to that. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. K Cafe is next. You don't want to miss it. Jaden delivers, as always. Okay, here we go. Going to close out on a pretty sad note, I gotta say. This is a new song by Mount Erie. Phil Elverum lost his wife earlier this year, Genevieve Castre, who is a musician and comic artist in her own right. And so he's written an album about her death. And he's going to be doing a tour of the Pacific Northwest. No Vancouver dates yet, but hopefully he does make it up here. This is the song Ravens, and the new record is called A Crow Looked at Me. And definitely get out the tissues. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and I shall see you next week.
2015, I was out in the yard. I just finished splitting up the scrap 2x4s into kindling. I glanced up at the half moon, pink chill refinery cloud light. Two big blackbirds flew over, their wings whooshing and low. Two ravens, but only two. Their black feathers tinted in the sunset. Birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure. They were flying out toward the island where we hoped to move. You were probably inside. You were probably aching, wanting not to die. Your body transformed. I couldn't bear to look, so I turned my head west, like an early death. Now I can only see you on the fridge in lifeless pictures, and in every dream I have at night, and in every room I walk into, like here where I sit the next October, still seeing your eyes. Bleeding and afraid, full of love, calling out from another place because you're not here. I watched you die in this room, then I gave your clothes away. I'm sorry, I had. August 12, 2016. You've been dead for 1 month, then 3 days. are sleeping in the forest. There is sand still in the blankets from the beach where we released you from the jar. When we wake up, all the clothes that we left out are cold and damp just from the air permeating. The ground opens up, surrounded by growth. There are slogs with layers of moss and life. Young cedars, the sound of water, thicks aloud. And godlike huckleberries, the ground absorbs and remakes whatever falls. Nothing dies here. But here is where I came to grieve, to dive into it with you, with your absence. But I keep picking you berries.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.